When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
She's given herself a name. It's Scaredy Cat.
Mm.
She says, I was walking through a haunted attraction with my husband and kids. At one point, I'm telling the kids not to be scared because it's all just pretend.
Okay.
Shortly after that, a clown covered with blood jumps out of nowhere, taps me on the shoulder. I absolutely freak out.
Mm-hmm.
I start screaming, wet my pants.
Ooh.
And then I punched the clown right in the nose and called him a son of a bee. And then, yes, there's more, we find out the clown is our 13-year-old son's teacher's assistant. I know, right?
Okay.
Super embarrassing, especially for my son.
Sure.
Anyway, I felt like you guys would appreciate that. Maybe it will inspire others to share embarrassing moments so I don't feel like the biggest idiot ever. Bless her heart.
I remember.
She punched. She's a puncher.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I got to imagine if you're a scare actor, you get that a lot.
I would imagine, too, because you don't know how people are going to react.
Right.
And a lot of times people don't know how they're going to react until they're scared like that.
Now, I will say that my wife is not a fan of haunted houses. I will say that my daughters, at least my older two daughters, are not fans of haunted attractions either. I remember taking them. We had an appearance, a couple years ago, and I took them along with because they wanted to go. They wanted to check it out because they had never been before. And so they didn't even get to the holding tank, you know, where you kind of go into the attraction. You had to kind of walk through like a little area before you actually get to the holding tank to actually get into the attraction. They didn't even make it that far, and they were all already their heads buried in my arms. And they almost—I thought I was going to have to drag them through it.
But you got through.
We ended up getting through. Yes, they were absolutely terrified the entire time. Now, my wife, years ago, we went to one over in Jeffersonville. Maybe it was
Industrial Nightmare.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I think so. Anyways, so we go over there and they knew that I was coming with my wife, and they also knew she said something maybe beforehand like I'm not a fan of these. And so as soon as they heard that, they picked on her the entire
time. Oh my gosh. She was marked
the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the one that had an entire room of Michael Myers.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew one of them was going to come at you and chase you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was a good one. So we were out at, a place we broadcasted for years, Big Cornfield, right? And I took my son Jake. I want to say he was 11 or 12 at the time, and he's, first time, he's like, all right, let's do it. We're going to go through. And I think we got maybe 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yep, nope. I want to go. And we turned around and just went right back out the entrance. Because that is legit. Some of these places are legit scary.
Justin texted in and said, I'm 6'5", so haunted house people love messing with the big tall guy.
Oh, absolutely.
First haunted house experience, I wasn't aware that performers could touch you.
They can get a little in your face, yes.
And the very first room, Jason Voorhees jumps out, grabs me. I punched him.
Oh, no. Oh, we got another puncher.
Lights came on. We were escorted out the side door. Oh, wow.
Oh, the lights came on.
Yeah,
they shut it down for you.
I got to think that there are rules where I don't think they can touch you anymore. Like
they
in today's world, they should not.
They should not.
Right.
Just
anyways,
to be on the safe side.
If you've got a funny story, feel free to share it. 502-795-1997. We'll get to some more coming up here next. So we got this message from our listener, Kat, who basically wet herself and punched the scare actor at the haunted house that she went to and was like, hey, I embarrassed myself. Has anyone else done that?
Well, and the actor ended up being her son's teacher's assistant.
Yeah.
Oopsies.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oopsies.
Exactly. Hey, Jasmine.
Hey, guys.
Hey, so what's your story?
Oh, my gosh. I'm a puncher as well.
Okay. Who'd you punch?
I don't like haunted attractions, but as a young person, I was on a road rally, you know, like Nightmare Run.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In a big van, my mom, her friends, all my friends, we jump out to get the clue and leave the doors open.
Uh-huh.
And when we go back to the vehicle, there's a scare actor sitting in the passenger seat.
Oh, no.
And one of the moms that didn't get out was making him a snack bag.
Like, you've been out here a long time. It's cold. Would you like a snack, honey?
Yeah, here's some carrots. Do you want a juice box?
I love that. I love that. Thank you, Jasmine. That's funny.
Yeah, same road route. We were being chased. And I ran back to the vehicle, threw the door open, and hit the scare actor in full in the face with the car door.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Oh, ouchie.
Oh, man.
Oh, owie.
You have got to be a special type of person to be a scare actor, because you are probably subject to a lot of that sort of thing. You know? You got to think.
Oh, yeah.
So,
you can hear her moaning on the ground from inside the car. And,
oh, dang.
And my friends are like, get out and check. I'm like, oh, heck no.
Nope, not doing it.
I'm sure he's fine. You got to go.
Can't get me to do it. All right. Hey, Jasmine, thank you so much for the phone call.
Bye, guys.
All right, see ya.
Bye. Rebecca commented on Facebook, not a scare actor, but I work at a haunt, and we've had people pee their pants, punch actors, and pass out.
Yeah, Brandy, along the same lines of the moaning and groaning, she messaged and said, went with a group of friends in high school. There was one room with nothing but Jason hockey masks on it, and I was like, oh, how funny would it be just to poke the eye hole of one of them and it be an actual person? So I did, randomly, and of course it was the mask with the person behind it. He groaned, stepped away from the wall and had to have someone else replace him.
Oh no. Oh gosh,
that's funny.
Oh, and all the other workers knew and had, you know, looked at me the entire time. It's
sure
so embarrassing. Oh gosh.
Oh man. Monica.
So I actually went to a haunted house in Pigeon Forge a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
I was expecting a phone call for a job interview. So we were in the haunted house, we were in the holding room, groups of four, and my phone rang just as I went into the room.
Oh, no.
It was the job interview. So I put on a very serious face.
Oh, no.
I had a very professional tone, held on to the woman in front of me, and I did not know her, but I walked all the way through that haunted house doing a job interview.
Oh my gosh.
And at the end of it, I got the job.
Oh, what a pro. That's incredible.
Well done.
And then when we got out of the haunted house, I just melted. It was horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
You're trying to keep your composure throughout the haunted house.
While being
interviewed for a job. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Did the stranger behind you realize what was happening, or the stranger in front of you were hanging on to? Did they understand what was going on?
I think she did after a while. I think she was just as scared as I was. However, I obviously had better composure.
Yeah.
That's great.
I love that. Monica, thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, guys.
Got another message from a listener. Not embarrassing for me, but for my boyfriend at the time. We were at a local haunted house. He got so scared during the first jump scare that he pushed me down, took off running. One of the actors picked me up and decided to make it his personal goal to protect me while also tormenting him.
Oh, my gosh.
That actor walked with me through the entire haunted house, and the rest of the actors made it their personal goal to torment my boyfriend, too. Oh, my gosh.
And now I guess we've figured out how he would do if he had to protect you in an actual emergency.
Right. All right.
Dang.
Well, hey, these are good stories. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, they're so good. Gene fell down a flight of stairs. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, right.
There's so many that you can also comment on the thread on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show.